The Pine Tree House was the home of Pulteney's first Baptist minister, but later had the distinction of hosting the first Jewish congregation in Vermont. In 1874, Solomon Cain, a Jewish merchant in Pulteney, bought the house and used it as a meeting place noted for its geometry. The house is aligned with the points of the compass. A second-floor room on the east end was used as a synagogue for religious services. The Pine Tree House served the community of Jewish merchants, tailors, and pack peddlers. The peddlers would purchase merchandise in Pulteney stores and then walk to the remote farms of the region to sell their wares, bringing goods to those who could not easily get to town to shop. In 1892, when the house was sold, the Jewish community dispersed, with many members settling in larger cities. Continue driving east, past the historic homes of a growing community, where farmers worked the fields behind their houses and industrialists turned to the Pulteney River to power the village's factories. This explains the route of this road, which follows the river, hidden in the floodplain behind the houses to your right. At mile 1.5, you'll reach the East Pulteney Green. We'll return to this historic green when the tour circles back, but for now, drive past the green and straight on Highway 140 to explore the hollows, home to many early settlers. Past East Pulteney, where the road and river connect, look for a red brick house on your left, just before the narrow bridge over Finnell Hollow Brook. After the bridge, take an immediate left on Finnell Hollow Road and park a moment.